It feels good. It feels good to be able to breathe. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's good to be home, though. I can tell you that. It was a fun trip. The place was rowdy. Definitely a home field advantage for us. And but it's always good to sleep in your own bed.
Very challenging with the short week.
Just that you don't really have a day off, you know. You know, we kind of had one yesterday, but there's so much film to watch. You know, it's not like you can just get a head start. It's just, you know, you got to hit the ground running. And so that's fine with me, and that's fine with our team, you know, because we have a plan. We have a, you know, a good plan that, you know, Coach Del Rio put out there for us. So it's good for us. But I would say that that's really the only disadvantage in a short week is that extra day where you can get a little extra in or whatever. But you just make it up on the back end. Absolutely, and it's a big advantage that we have. You know, like I said after the game, I think Reggie and Coach Del Rio have done a great job in our front office of bringing players in that can do a lot of different things. And that's why we always talk about, you know, we can throw it 60 times or we can run it 50 times. Whatever the game dictates and however our coaches want to attack it, you know, that's how we're going to attack it. And we knew that we had some matchups that we liked in certain situations, and we got the coverages we wanted for those plays, and, you know, they did a great job, obviously, of making very explosive gains in the pass game.
Talk about guys who can do different things. Fullback, who's known to be a blocker, but spent too long as acceptance. What does he bring?
Oh, man. You know, you can see, obviously, they extended him. You know, he's here for a good amount of time, and hopefully he'll be here as long as I am. Yeah, you know, I love Mays. The cool thing about him is that not only is he a really, really good football player, he's one of the best people I've ever been around. He's quiet, he's funny, you know, and he works extremely hard. And so whenever you got a guy like that having success, everyone, you know, in the locker room feels good for him. I don't think they will be anymore, you know. I don't think they will be anymore. You know, even before the year before I got here, you know, with Ole. You know, Ole had him running, you know, slant goes and seam routes and things like that. So, you know, they knew what they had in him. You know, this organization has known for a long time. So I think teams know what he can do. But, you know, when the fullback, you know, is coming out of the backfield catching the ball, you know, it creates a lot of mismatches for, you know, for us.
On that play, you guys had Amari in the backfield.
Yep.
How much does that sort of open it? As you look at the defense, it's kind of focused on what he was doing.
Yeah. You know, Coop has had some experience in carrying the ball. So it's good to put him back there because we could run all of our run game, and at the same time we can run our pass game with him, you know. And you know, if they don't want to put a corner in the box and, you know, do certain things, you know there's such just a mismatch in being able to do that. That's why I talk about how Reggie and Coach Del Rio has brought in people that can do a lot of things. You know, if we wanted to run the ball there, we could go to the run game and let Coop run it, you know. So it's just cool to have you know, different options. Yeah, just from you hear all the outside stuff, like just now, you know, that kind of stuff. It doesn't change how I prepare. It's never going to change who I am. You know, it's just, you know, those are things that you know, you set goals and you want to reach certain things. And as Coach Del Rio says, you have to expect great things. You have to expect it. And then if you expect it when it happens, it's normal. And so, you know, that's everybody on this team. You know, everybody expects great things. And so when good things come our way, you know, we know how to be humble and, you know, accept those things. It's very important to know that we can win a football game either way. You know, and I can only speak offensively, you know, because I don't know what goes in the defensive meeting rooms. But for us, I know, like, if we need to win a football game, like I said, we can do it either way. You know, we can run the ball 50 times or we can throw it 60 times. I think 59 times I think we did in Tampa, you know. So however we have to do it, you know, I'm all for it as long as we just keep winning. That feels very good. You know, you always want the respect and confidence of your teammates. You know, that's something that any football player wants, and not only your teammates, but people you play against. You know, you just want people to respect your game, and so I'm very thankful for those things.
When you look back a year ago, the Panthers were kind of the talk of football, mm-hmm. and they defeated Cam, MVP, and all that, and you see some similarities with how you guys emerged to talk of football.
Yeah.
And then you see the season that the Panthers have struggled with this year. Does that make you kind of make sure you appreciate how good of a season you guys are having? I know you're focused on the end.
We're definitely thankful. Anytime, you know, through 10 games you have 8 wins, anyone in the NFL is going to be thankful for that, you know, and this is the week to do it, right? It's nice to be thankful for those things and, you know, be happy about it. But at the same time, you know, it's not going to mean anything if we don't win another one, you know. So our focus is strictly on beating Carolina, and it's going to be a tough task because they are a couple, you know, 10 months out from playing in the Super Bowl or however long it was, you know. So, this team coming in is such a good football team. Their record doesn't show how good they are. So, to think about that and all those things, it's hard to do because you know how good they are.
Jack was saying yesterday that on that fourth and fifth play, you came over to the sideline.
Yep.
He's trying to determine whether to go for it or not. He said, regarding you, he said, well, I know what his vote is.
Yeah.
You know, could you ever see yourself on fourth and one saying, no, let's kick this?
Or no.
You can't take a step back and say.
Definitely not. Definitely not. I tried to think about it for you. I can't do it. I don't think I have that in me. So he knows my vote. So I think that it just already goes off in his head that that's one vote for that side. But I just have so much confidence in our ability. And, I always want to, you know, end the game with the ball in our hands, you know. In a situation like that, you know, put it on our O-line, you know, put it on Latavius, you know, put it on our fullbacks, our tight ends to go run that ball and get that first step. Put it on us and let us do it. And there's going to be a time where, we're going to have to kick it and things like that. But, you know, if there's a decision to be made and he's leaning either way, I'm going to try and nudge for us to get it.
The catch that Jalen made earlier on that drive up the sideline, for him to catch it on the sideline and get down inbound.
Yeah.
For a rookie, how impressed was that to see that?
Yeah.
That kind of
I was very impressed, and in my head, I was like, man, stay up, go score, you know? I was like, man, go score, but it's very smart, very smart. I don't know how they found him. I don't know how other teams didn't find him, but I'm glad that he's, you know, on my team, and I'm glad he's going to be on my team for a long time. So very good football player, obviously, we all know that, and very dynamic, very explosive, but to have the, you know, wherewithal to get down in that kind of situation and not go out of bounds, you know, and that's a risky call now. You know, he catches a ball and, you know, those are, you know, usually bang bang deals and, you know, obviously we'll take the first down over, you know, the time stopping, but for him to still stay in bounds and be smart as a young player, it says a lot about him.
Anything more for Derek, guys?
Oh man, I'm thankful for my foundation that my parents, how they raised me. Very thankful for that. Very thankful for my own family. You know, my wife and my two beautiful boys, my dog Bruce, he's awesome. But my wife cooks, mother-in-law helps, and I think that I'll probably end up being asleep an hour after I eat. So that's usually how it works out.